A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. As De La Cruz, a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dog pile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Everybody, welcome here inside Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this sunny Tuesday night and game one of this seven-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our first pitch at 6:30 Eastern time here tonight. Daytona heading on their final road trip of the season. They will play 13 games over the course of the next 2 weeks here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, starting with 7 against Jupiter, then closing with 6 against the Cardinals. 7 games instead of 6 against the Hammerheads because of the postponement due to health and safety protocols back in July, the last time the Tortugas were visiting at this ballpark, so there'll be a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. Daytona making 10 roster moves here today, not including the moves they made yesterday. Fidel Castro, the outfielder, right-handed pitcher, Shane Gustafson, released from the roster. In addition to that, Sam Benscooter, Owen Holt were transferred to High A Dayton after the game on Sunday. Also a part of the movement, Juan Abril placed on the 7-day IL with right biceps tendonitis. Luis May placed on the development list after throwing a career-high 67 pitches on Sunday to close out that game. Gene Correa back with Daytona from High A Dayton. Was with the team the last time they were here but never appeared in a game. And four 2022 draftees have joined the Tortugas here in Jupiter. Trey Braithwaite, Zach Maxwell, a couple of righties, and Bryce Hubbard and Joseph Menifee, a pair of southpaws, have joined the Daytona roster here in Jupiter. When they will make their Tortugas debuts, already made their pro debuts, to be determined in the coming days. In addition to the other two moves from yesterday, Yerlin Confidon reinstated from the IL and transferred to the Arizona Complex League as a part of their playoff push. One of the other roster moves we haven't told you about, Blake Dunn, who suffered an injury in St. Lucie back in June, has rejoined Daytona's active roster, reinstated from the IL earlier today. He'll be our guest when we come back. Spoke to him earlier this season. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. Daytona and Jupiter coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside outfielder Blake Dunn. Blake, back here in Daytona Beach, been here with the team for the last couple weeks or so. How's your return to Daytona Beach been so far this year?
It's been good. I came in on the road trip in Clearwater, Got off to a decent start in the first couple of games. Kind of hit a rocky couple of rocky stretches over the next few games, but just excited to be back on the field, getting back into competing again after having the injury during spring training and that kind of like slowing my roll out of the gate, I guess. So I'm just happy and just excited to be back on the field and be playing some baseball again.
So what happened during spring training that sort of slowed down your start to the season, and what was it like sort of, I guess, rehabbing and getting ready to come back out here to Daytona Beach by the time, you know, you were ready to come a couple weeks ago?
It was just a forearm strain. It was bothering my throwing and my hitting, and just something that I wanted to get checked and that the team wanted to get checked just to make sure there was no major injuries going on there. And luckily there wasn't, so it was just a 3-week shutdown during spring training, and then the rehab is just kind of just strengthening and getting that forearm strong again and getting back into practices and playing some games and extended. And then once I was healthy and ready to go, they got me out here, and now I'm good to go and ready to play.
You've had a lot of bad luck, it feels like, with injuries to start your pro career. And you mentioned the forearm issue in spring training. Last year, you were with Daytona, and a ball came up and whacked you in the face, and that put you on the IL until the very end of the season. How have you found a way to persevere through all the adversity early in your pro career so far? Because you've done a good job of it.
I think it's just trying to stay prepared as best as you can. Like you, a lot of times with injuries, like you never know what's going to happen, and a lot of times I feel like it's pretty hard to prevent stuff, especially if you're just trying to play hard and you just want to go out there and play. Like you're focused on winning and competing and playing well and doing something on the field that can help your team win. So I think that's the best way to deal with it, and not to necessarily be scared or worried about injuries in the past or what could happen in the future, is just to go out there and just play hard and play to the best of your ability and try to win every game that you're on the field for.
You certainly played hard last night, came up with a big home run, a game-tying home run in the seventh inning to lead off that frame. What did you see on that pitch, and how did it feel off the bat?
It was a 2-2 count, I think. I know for sure two strikes. I'm not sure if it was 1-2 or 2-2, but I knew the guy liked his curveball more than the slider based on like the reports that we had on him in our pitcher binder. And I think he wanted to spike it, and he just left it up a little bit, and I was able to stay back on it and stay on my legs and keep my hands back and put a good swing on it, and felt good coming off the barrel. And I think the wind blowing out to left field definitely made it look a lot farther than it went, but it definitely felt good coming off. So it was pretty cool, and I was happy to do that and get the game tied so that we could end up taking the lead later in the inning after Layton's double or triple and being able to take the lead in that inning.
Now, you mentioned all the big plays in that ball game, and you were in the on-deck circle when Michel Triana hit the walk-off home run. We were talking a little bit before the interview that you were asking Gookie if, you know, Michel got on, were you going to try and sacrifice the runner over? And before you knew it, that became a moot point, and you were celebrating on the field.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what the game plan was going to be if he got on, if he wanted me to sack bunt him over to second base so that we could have a chance to hit him in with one out or not, but as I was asking him that, like you said, ball was hit up in the air, and I thought I had a chance to be gone, but it started foul and then ended up coming back into fair territory for a home run, so it was pretty cool, and being able to be out and jumping around at home plate when he came across and the ice bucket and everything was pretty cool.
What was it like celebrating with your team, your first walk-off victory of the season against a team that you weren't here at the time, but walked you guys off four times earlier this season? I'm sure it had to be a great feeling amongst your teammates and in the clubhouse after the game to celebrate that.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially, like you said, like I wasn't here for the four walk-offs that they had against us, but I definitely think for a lot of the guys, it felt good to kind of give it back to them, give them a taste of their own medicine, and being able to get a walk-off win right there, the first one of the season, and be able to hopefully carry that momentum into today's game and the rest of the series and win the series.
If
carried a lot of momentum into this 2022 season. You're drafted last year out of Western Michigan University. Your first offseason this past winter as a professional ball player. How did you find ways to stay ready for the start of the season, and what was that experience like for you, your first offseason as a pro?
I mean, I was home with my parents. I lived in Saugatuck all off season, so it was nice being able to be with my family, my younger brother, my parents. My girlfriend was still at Western at the time, so being able to see her a lot over the off season too. Those were all like great, being able to just be back home and enjoy the time with friends and family and stuff. But at the same time, it was a lot of machine work, a lot of time in the cage, a lot of time in the weight room, a lot of just following the schedule and game plan that they had set for us over the off season as to what we wanted to do and how we wanted to develop ourselves, because they're not there to be able to hold our hands, obviously, and get you through stuff. So you definitely got to stay on track and stay on top of things if you want to be able to take another step into that next year of pro ball that you're getting ready for. So that was my big focus, was just to make sure every single day I was doing something to make myself better, so that once the season came around, I was ready to go and ready to perform.
You mentioned your hometown of Saugatuck, Michigan. One final question for you, Blake. You were a multi-sport athlete in high school. You played basketball, baseball, football. You were on the track team as well. Set records in all those sports, had a big impact in all four of those sports. Outside of baseball, which sport did you enjoy the most participating in and playing with your friends growing up in Michigan?
Definitely football. I mean, I was on the football field probably since I could walk. My dad was the football coach at Saugatuck. He started at West Ottawa, and then he got the job, I think, when I was maybe like 4 or 5, basically starting elementary school. He got the job at Saugatuck to be the head coach and athletic director. So I was always, once school was done, I was trying to finish my homework as quick as I could so I could get out to the football field and be around the high schoolers and stuff, just because I thought that was really cool. So the time and memories spent on the football field is definitely that second favorite sport after baseball, and definitely stuff that I'll never forget in terms of practicing all week long, playing that one game a week that you get to play in front of your classmates in the stands, and playing with your friends on the football field that you've been playing with for 10, 12 years growing up into elementary school and middle school. And then on top of all that, I had a cool experience of my dad getting to be my head football coach for 4 years, from my freshman year to senior year, and that's definitely something that you never forget and stuff that you definitely don't take advantage of and cherish every moment that you get.
Well, his dad got to watch him play as his player, as a high school football player. Now he gets to watch him as a pro ball player here in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much for the time, Blake. It's been a pleasure watching you do your thing. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you.
Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back out here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch between Daytona and Jupiter coming up in just a matter of moments. And as Juan Reynoso warms up on the mound for the Hammerheads, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan leads off at third base. Hector Rodriguez bats second in center. Yasiel Pino is in the three spot over at first base. Trey Faltini, the DH, will clean up. Logan Tanner is behind the plate in the five spot. Edwin Arroyo bats sixth at short. Jamal O'Gwynn gets the start in left field, batting seventh. Wendell Marrero, right fielder, hits eighth. And Braylon Menier will bat ninth at second. As for the Jupiter lineup, put together by their manager, Angel Espada. Khalil Watson reinstated off the IL today. He'll lead off at second base. Garrett Cooper will bat second and DH, the NL All-Star on a Major League Rehab assignment after suffering a concussion. Yidi Capé will bat third and play short. Jacob Berry, the Marlins' first-round pick, will clean up and be at third base. Joe Mack will bat fifth and be behind the plate. Brady Allen, right fielder, in the sixth spot. Jake Thompson bat seventh in left field. Torin Montgomery will bat eighth at first. And Javier Sanoja will bat ninth in center field. Juan Reynoso gets the start for Jupiter here tonight. 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, won't turn 19 years old until next April. Youngest player in this game, the youngest player in this league. Reynoso making his seventh appearance and fifth start, 0-3, an ERA of 7, 17 hits in 18 innings, 13 walks, and 16 strikeouts. Austin Callahan will lead off here in the top of the first inning, hitting at 281, 13 doubles, 5 homers, and 19 RBIs. Reynoso ready, Callahan ready. Our first pitch of the ball game, a called strike, and we're underway at 6:33 Eastern time. Righty's 0-1, and Callahan takes a strike. Up and in, it is quickly 0-2. Callahan was 3-for-17 during that series against Clearwater. Ended the series on an 0-for-7 stretch as that one fouled off the hands. It is 0-2. Callahan came into the game late on Sunday after Jack Rogers left with an apparent injury. He was a late scratch from Daytona's lineup today. The 0-2, and Callahan strikes out swinging. Got him on the off-speed pitch, down and away at 87. And Reynoso picks up a strikeout to begin the ballgame.
Now batting the center fielder, number 2, Hector Rodriguez.
Bases empty, one out, brings up Hector Rodriguez, just a couple of weeks older than the man on the mound, Reynoso, just 18 years old. Joined Daytona last week. Lefty batter against the righty, and the first pitch, breaking ball. Drops low for ball one. Defensive alignment behind Reynoso, left to right in the outfield. Jake Thompson, Javier Sanoja, and Brady Allen, the 1-0. And Rodriguez pokes this one on the ground a second. Gobbled up by Watson to his right. Throw to Montgomery in time for the second out. Third to first around the infield. Jacob Berry, Edie Capé, Khalil Watson, and Torin Montgomery with Joe Mack doing the catching behind the plate. Bases empty, two out. And now it is the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week, Yasiel Pino. Has homered in three straight games dating back to Saturday. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Pino hitting at 234 now in Daytona. Has 11 extra base hits, 5 homers, 14 RBIs, the 0-1. And Pino takes low. It is 1-1. Pino, over the course of that two-week homestand, will hit 393, 11-for-28. That one fouled off the hands. It's 1-2. Hit 4 home runs, drove in 7, and had nearly as many walks as he did strikeouts. 1-2 from Reynoso. Righty fires, and that one misses outside. Trying to throw a curveball. It's 2-2. Righty Reynoso working from the first base side of the rubber. Now the break even to Pino, and this one poked in the air right side. Over giving a look is Allen as well as the second baseman Watson, but it lands in the vacant seats. It stays at 2-2. Reynoso pitching for the first time since over a week ago. Did not pitch at all in their last series against the Blue Jays. The 2-2, and Pino fouls it off his foot to stay alive. Reynoso's last appearance, August the 14th, against Fort Myers here in Jupiter. Lasted just an inning and two-thirds, gave up four runs on three hits. The 2-2 again, and he struck him out on the breaking ball. Out in front of the 79-mile-an-hour curve, and Reynoso picks up a couple of strikeouts in a 13-pitch 1-2-3 inning at the end of the half. Daytona nothing, and Jupiter coming to bat on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Ryan Cardona getting the start for Daytona tonight. Quick run through of the Jupiter lineup. He'll face Watson, Cooper, and Capé. The top of the order, Berry, Mack, and Allen. 4-5 and 6. Thompson, Montgomery, and Sanoha making up 7, 8, and 9. Ryan Cardona getting the start here this evening for the Tortugas. Ryan standing at 6 feet tall, 211 pounds, 22 years old from Livingston, New Jersey. Reds 19th round pick last year out of Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Cardona making his 22nd appearance and fifth start. 4-3, a 3.32 ERA. 48 hits in 59 and two-thirds innings, 37 walks and 73 Ks, has four saves out of the bullpen. Khalil Watson reinstated off the IL earlier today, will lead off. And the first pitch he sees, a fastball strike. It is 0-1. Watson in Jupiter this year, hitting at 217 in 66 games, 55 for 254, the 0-1. Breaking ball inside, it's 1-1. Watson, 20 extra base hits, 8 homers, and 39 RBIs. Second on the active roster. The righties 1-1. And a breaking ball, Watson swings over the top. It is 1-2. Watson landed on the IL shortly after the last time these two teams met. On August the 12th, reinstated today after 11 days on the IL. The 1-2, and Watson off the end of the bat and past the diving glove of Callahan to his right and into left field for a hit. Seeing eye single from Khalil Watson, and he returns to Jupiter's lineup with a base hit. He is the game's first base runner. And now it is the Major League rehabber, Garrett Cooper. Cooper, the last time Daytona and Jupiter played back on the 31st of July, Cooper was in the lineup for Jupiter when he was coming back from a right wrist contusion, played one game, had a base hit, was back in the Marlins lineup by the next week, was reinstated on August the 3rd, so shortly after that series concluded, but landed on the IL 16 days later. Breaking ball, strike, runner goes, throw down, kicks into center field off the glove of Manier, trying to pick it up on a backhand Arroyo. He does, but Watson able to get up and slide in head first at third base. So it'll be a stolen base and a throwing error And Jupiter has the runner at third and nobody out. Count 0-1 on Garrett. That'll be the second career error on Logan Tanner. As Cooper takes a called strike, it's 0-2. Garrett, an all-star season at the major league level for the Marlins. Named an all-star for the first time in his career. The 0-2 from Cardona. And that fastball at the knee, strike three called. Cardona strikes out the National League All-Star on three pitches. And there is one out in the bottom of the first inning. Brings up Edie Capé, who has been tearing the cover off the ball since joining Jupiter's roster last month. Corners in, middle infield back, and this is a line drive caught at shortstop by Arroyo. One shortstop retires the other. Capé hit it 101 miles an hour, but Arroyo just had to slide to his left a step to make that play for the second out. Two down. Brings up the Marlins' first-round pick, the number six overall selection from this past July, Jacob Berry. Switch hitter, batting lefty, and the righty's first pitch to him is low for ball one. Berry and Jupiter hitting 250 in 17 games. Two doubles, a homer, and 11 RBIs. Drafted out of LSU, transferred there after spending some time in Arizona in the Pac-12, as this one dribbled foul towards the first base on deck circle. It's 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Cardona tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin, Hector Rodriguez, and Wendell Marrero. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Edwin Arroyo, Braylon Menier, and Yasiel Pino, the 1-1. And Berry takes one at the knees. It's 1-2. Logan Tanner doing the catching behind the plate. Watson, the runner at third with two out. Cardona trying for one more strike to get out of trouble. The 1-2 pitch. And he got him swinging. Back foot curveball. And Cardona works around the leadoff single. Strands a runner at third in the first. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left. At the end of one, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville Night. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the jack as well with our final Bark in the Park Night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first response night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Part of the lineup due up for Daytona here in the top of the second inning. No score. Faltini, Tanner, and Arroyo. Three scheduled to bat against Juan Reynoso. Needed just 13 pitches to get through the first. And his first toss of the second is high for ball one. Faltini had an RBI double in Daytona's 8-6 loss on Sunday. And he swings and misses at a fastball at 92. It is 1-1. Faltini in Daytona. 5 for his first 24. This is ninth game. Two doubles and five RBIs, the 1-1. And the seventh-round pick takes down and away. It is 2-1. Jupiter here this evening wearing the home white uniforms. The 2-1. And Faltini looks at a called strike. It is 2-2. Hammerheads in black lettering arched across the front. Black numerals on the back with an orange border. Reynoso's 2-2. And Faltini takes the fastball high. It's full. Orange piping around the collar, down the front of the jersey, white pants pulled up just below his knees. Orange piping along the side, the 3-2, and he got him swinging. Fastball dripping in at 94. And Reynoso has his third strikeout out of four batters faced tonight. One away in the top of the second inning. Brings up Logan Tanner. Tanner 3-for-21 in his first six games with Daytona. Does have a double, no RBIs. Reds second round pick out of Mississippi State. Number 55 overall selection. And the first pitch he sees, fastball at 93 for strike one. Tall black socks out either end of those white and black Nike cleats for Reynoso, the 0-1. And that one misses high. It's 1-1. Black cap, black bill, silver J fishhook logo on the front. Hammy the Hammerhead resting to its right. Reddish-orange lighthouse stationed behind it as Tanner takes a called strike. 88-mile-an-hour changeup. It's 1-2. Base is empty, one out, no score. A 1-2 pitch, and this one tapped on the ground is short. Capay gobbles up, throws overhand low, but dug out at first by Montgomery for the second out. Five up, five down to start the night for Reynoso. Brings up the shortstop, Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo, switch hitter, had off in the series finale on Sunday. In single-A baseball, hitting 300, and this is 102nd game. Has 44 extra base hits, 13 homers, 72 RBIs, and he takes down and in. It's 1-0. Arroyo acquired at the trade deadline from Seattle in the deal that sent Luis Castillo out to the Pacific Northwest. Arroyo 9-for-49 in his first 14 games with Daytona and can't hold up on the high fastball. It is 1-1. Does have 5 extra base hits and 5 RBIs with the club. Lefty batter with an open stance against the righty. And the 1-1 misses high. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. Right now here in Jupiter, 88 degrees. Real feel at 97. American flag down the right field line at a standstill. The 2-1. And Arroyo powers one in the air to right. Back goes Allen towards the warning track. Over the shoulder makes the catch. Right in front of the brown dirt of the warning track to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona at the end of 1.5. Still a scoreless game on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% shell shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
5-4 or 5-6 and 7. Two up for Jupiter here in the bottom of the second inning in this scoreless game. Mack, Allen, and Thompson. Three due up for the Hammerheads. Lefty batter Joe Mack to lead off. And the first pitch, breaking ball, hits the top of the zone. It is 0-1. Mack switching numbers today to acquiesce Garrett Cooper. Had been wearing 43, now number 34, as Cooper's sporting Max holds 43 tonight, and Joe takes a called strike. It's 0-2. Mack in Jupiter hitting 216 in 23 games, 16 for 74. Two doubles, two homers, nine RBIs as that one hangs high. It is 1-2. Daytona tonight wearing the dark green alternates. Tortuga is arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The 1-2. And this one, tomahawk down the right field line and foul. Just to the right of the pole, out by the Cassidy Cool Zone group area. Mack barrels it well, but out in front. And a loud strike. It stays at 1-2. Hit at 106 miles an hour. Gray pants for Cardona. Has him all the way down to his ankles. White on white. Cleats buried into the ballpark mound. The 1-2. And that one misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Green cap, green bill. White block, D logo on the front. Sheldon through the middle, wielding a bat. The 2-2. And this one a jam shot to short. Arroyo will wait on it even with the second base bag. And the sidearm throw on to first for the opening out of the inning. One away. Here is Brady Allen. Allen. Team high 102 games played this season, hitting at 246. Has 26 extra base hits. Leads are rather tied for the active roster lead with 8 home runs. Leads the team with 50 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup, and Allen takes high for ball one. Allen, the Marlins' fifth-round pick last year out of South Carolina. 1-0. And there is a call. Oh, no. Thought the home plate umpire was going to take a step back and point his finger to the right, but ruled high. It is 2-0. ABS system in effect here today. As the 2-0, a wave and a miss, it's 2-1. Automated ball strike system. So even though we've got an umpire behind the plate, it's got an earpiece in, getting fed the calls on pitches taken from the automatic zone. The 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball low. It's three balls and one strike. Our umpiring crew here today behind the plate. It is Jared Duerson, and Nelson Fraley is on the bases. The 3-1. And this one hit in the air to left. Coming on is O'Gwynn. He'll have to play this one on a couple of hops. Just flopped down in there in front of him. In left field off the end of the bat. Brady Allen with the Marlins affiliate's second hit of the game. And there is one on and one out for Jake Thompson. Undrafted free agent signee out of Oklahoma State, where he was a college teammate of now Reds prospect Christian Encarnacion Strand, who's up at AA Chattanooga as Cardona snap throw behind the runner at first. And Allen able to dive back. Thompson in his short Jupiter career, this is 17th game, hitting 310. Already has 10 extra base hits, a homer, and 8 RBIs. Lefty batter, and this one dribbled foul towards the first base dugout. It's 0-1. Thompson had a strong series for Jupiter in Dunedin. Went 5 for 15. As that one missing down and in. Sliding stop by Tanner. Keeps the runner put at first. It's 1-1. Thompson with the Cowboys in the Big 12 this year, hit 350 at an OPS over 1,000, hit 14 home runs and drove in 67. The 1-1, and Cardona's curveball fumbles in for a strike. It's 1-2. Thompson and Cardona may have even been teammates for a brief period of time last year. We'll explain the 1-2 pitch, fouled off the hands. before Cardona was drafted last year. Pitched in three games for the Brewster Whitecaps in the Cape Cod Baseball League, where Thompson ended up playing 33 games last summer and ultimately taking home a Cape League championship. Allen leads off first with one out in a scoreless game. The two-strike pitch down and in. Blocked by Tanner, it's 2-2. Cardona coming off one of his best outings of the second half. Four shutout and hitless innings out of the bullpen against Clearwater on Wednesday. To earn the save, runner goes. Pitch is low. Throw down by Tanner is high. Tagged by Arroyo, not in time. A stolen base for Brady Allen. Count now full on Thompson. And Jupiter with a man in scoring position and one out. Second stolen base of the game for Jupiter. Allen's sixth of the season. Third baseman Callahan off the line. The payoff pitch. And another one fouled off. Towards the first base dugout stays full. But Cardona last week, 76 pitches, tying a season high, and also struck out a career-high 8 in that Daytona victory. Arroyo holds on the runner at second. Cardona has stepped more towards first. The payoff pitch and another foul ball. Hammered off the hands and towards the checkerboard screen. It stays 3-2. Next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Nearing the top of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. No score, bottom two. Hammerheads rallying the payoff pitch, and Thompson grabs another one foul. Off the railing in front of Daytona's first base dugout. We'll do it again. Cardona's thrown almost as many pitches in this at-bat as he did in the entire first inning. Through 12 in the first, this will be number 10 in this tussle with Thompson. Torin Montgomery, also a part of the Marlins draft class from this year. First baseman tonight waiting on deck. Ball in Cardona's right hand as he looks in for the sign, and now he steps off. Right now, sunny skies, some puffy clouds hanging off towards the left. Another 3-2, down and in, ball four. So Thompson battles back to work a walk, and Jupiter with a couple of base runners on and one out for the first baseman, Torin Montgomery. Montgomery playing in his 18th game with Jupiter, hitting at 233, four doubles, a homer, and 11 RBIs. Righty batter against the righty pitcher. Cardona looks towards second, and the first pitch curveball drops low for ball one. Montgomery, the Marlins' 14th round pick out of the University of Missouri. Before he can see a 1-0 pitch, Todd Naskadov out of the first base dugout. Jupiter with two on, one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Dewar sent out to break up the conversation. Double play still in order for Daytona defensively. First and second, the righty's first pitch, and Montgomery hits one in the air to left. Sliding to his left is O'Gwynn, called off by the center fielder Rodriguez in and to his right. And the 18-year-old makes the catch for the second out. So after Naskadov comes out to the mound, Cardona needs one pitch to get an out. Brings up the nine-hitter Javier Sanoja. Sanoha and Jupiter this season hitting at 232 now. In 58 games, 10 extra base hits, 3 homers, 21 RBIs. And the righty's first pitch is low, down and away. It is 1-0. Allen singled, he is at second. Thompson walked, he is at first. The righty fires. And that one low. 2 balls and no strikes. Cardona deals, and this one a jam shot to second. 2 is left is Manier. He'll make the play on to first, and Cardona bends, but does not break in the second as he strands 2 runners aboard in the inning. No runs, 1 hit, 2 left on a walk at the end of 2. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Daytona looking for their first base hit, their first base runner of the night. Juan Reynoso has retired the last 6 straight. Jamal O'Gwin, Wendell Marrero, Braylon Menier. The 3 due up in the inning. Here on this sunny Tuesday night. O'Gwin will lead off, and the first pitch of the inning bouncing in the lefty box. It is 1-0. O'Gwin, his third game since being reinstated off the development list on Friday, hitting at 219 in Daytona. This is 66th game. 14 doubles, 2 homers, and 25 RBIs. The righty's 1-0, and O'Gwin takes outside. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Mentions here at Roger Dean, for those who haven't been, as O'Gwin gets one in the air to center. Back goes Sanoha to his left, now underneath it. And he'll make the over-the-shoulder catch for the first out of the inning. 7 straight retired by Reynoso to start the night. Brings up the right fielder, Wendell Marrero. Hitting at 235 in his first 17 games back with Daytona. 2 doubles, no homers, 3 RBIs. Righty's first pitch. And Marrero takes up and away. It is 1-0. Marrero, 4-for-12 in that series against the Threshers and was 7-for-21 during the homestand. As this one hit in the air left center field, over and to his right is Sanoha. Marrero stung it well, but hangs up long enough for Sanoha to make the running grab, 2 out. 105 miles an hour on the line drive by Marrero, but nothing to show for it. 2 away for Braylon Menier. Picked up a base hit in all 3 games he played in that Clearwater series. Played great defensive third base on Sunday night as well. Hitting a .186 in 37 games with the club. And the 19-year-old takes outside. It's 1-0. Menier, 21-4-1-13, and this is 38th game. Four doubles, three homers, eight RBIs. The righty's 1-0, and Manier steps in the bucket on a pitch down and in. It is 1-1. 3:30 down the line and left here at Roger Dean. 3:55 to the first light stanchion and straightaway left. The 1-1 low, it's 2-1. Now 3:83, the second light stanchion in left center. 400 to the batter's eye in straightaway center. As Manier can't wait back on the changeup, it's 2-2. 3:82 to the light stanchion in right center. 3:50 to straightaway right, and 3:25 down the line to the pole. 2-2 pitch, missing up and in. Mack took a step towards the third base dugout. Jupiter thought they had him rung up, but missed high and tight. A payoff pitch, and he struck him out swinging. Got him on the changeup down and away. Reynoso has struck out 4 through 3 and has retired Daytona in order the first time through the lineup. No runs, no hits, nobody left after 2.5. Still a scoreless game here in Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the lineup due up for Jupiter here in the bottom of the third. Ryan Cardona has stranded three runners on base through the first two innings. Khalil Watson, Garrett Cooper, Yidi Capé. Three due up for the Hammerheads in the inning. Watson singled, stole a base, was stranded at third in the opening inning. He is 1-for-1, reinstated off the injured list earlier today. Marlins' first-round pick from a year ago, number 16 overall, and the first pitch of the third from Cardona. Misses high with a curveball, it's 1-0. Roddy works from the first base side, Cardona's 1-0. And the fastball misses up. Two balls and no strikes. Shadows covering the diamond right now here at Roger Dean. Still blue skies overhead. Don't think the lights have flickered on just yet, the 2-0. And Watson looks at a fastball strike. It's 2-1. Khalil, the Marlins' number 14 prospect by Baseball America. Number 10 by MLB.com. As this one hit in the air to left, back into his right, O'Gwynn, and this one's over his head and off the base of the fence. Watson on his way to second, and he's there standing. He's 2-for-2. Couple of base hits to left field for Khalil Watson tonight. A single and a double. His 13th two-base hit, his 21st extra base knock. And Jupiter has the leadoff man on for the second time in three innings. 100 miles an hour over O'Gwynn's head in left. And that brings up the Major League rehabber Garrett Cooper. Was 1-for-3 against Daytona back in late July. Struck out on three pitches against Cardona in the first. And Ryan misses low with a snapdragon. It's 1-0. Cooper, originally a sixth-round pick of the Brewers out of Auburn University, grew up in California, actually had a chance to work with Garrett my first year in pro baseball as this one hit down the right field line and foul beyond the Tortuga bullpen. It's 1-1. And the first pro baseball game I ever worked was, ironically, April the 3rd, 2014. It was the Brevard County Manatees. Garrett Cooper was starting at first base that night. I worked for Brevard as that one, a check swing, did not go. On appeal, it's 2-1. But who were Brevard playing that night? None other than the Daytona Cubs. Obviously now the Tortugas. Cooper has bounced around, was in the Brewers system, then with the Yankees before joining the Marlins, becoming a full-time major leaguer as Cardona steps off and looks the runner back. The major league level this year, Cooper hitting 269, 32 extra base hits, 7 homers, 42 RBIs. Watson dancing off second, the 2-1, fouled straight to the screen. Cooper made his major league debut with the Yankees before being traded that following offseason in the deal that netted the Yankees Michael King, who had become one of their top relief pitchers this season before going down with a broken elbow to end his season. 2-2. In the dirt, down and away. Nice pick by Tanner. Snap throw behind the runner at second, and Manier nearly made the tag to get Watson. Khalil able to get back in time. Didn't think there was any real chance to get him. But a well-placed throw and a good tag almost did. So the count now full on Cooper with nobody out. A payoff pitch. This is a sharp ground ball, backhanded by Manier. Looks towards third. Watson will get there safely. And Braylon will make sure to get the guaranteed out at first base, one away. Cooper hit it well, 105 miles an hour off the barrel. But Manier able to make the defensive play, one out. And a runner at third for E.D. Capé. Smacked a hard line drive at the shortstop, Arroyo, for the second out in the first inning. Infield will come in for Daytona. And Capé drives one in the air right center field. Back into his right, Marrero to make the catch. Tagging from third is Watson. Marrero's throw will come in and get cut off by Manier. It's a sac fly for E.D. Capé. His 10th RBI in a Hammerhead uniform gives Jupiter a 1-0 third inning lead. Got it in the air deep enough to score the run. Base is empty and two out for Jacob Berry. Struck out with a runner at third in the first. And Cardona's curveball finds the top of the strike zone. It's 0-1. Berry, as we mentioned, the number six overall selection this year. The 0-1. Called strike. It's 0-2. Just the second, or just the third four-year third baseman have been taken at the number six overall selection. And the last time it happened, the Marlins were doing the selecting. It was Colin Moran, who is now in the red system at AAA. As Berry strikes out on the curveball, and Cardona retires the side in the third. Ryan picking up his third strikeout, but Jupiter picks up a run on a hit. Nobody left after three. 1-0 Hammerheads on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Juan Reynoso has retired all nine batters he's faced tonight as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Hammerheads a 1-0 lead on E.D. Capay. Sacrifice fly, Austin Callahan, Hector Rodriguez, Yasiel Pino. The 3-2 up in the inning. Callahan struck out his first time up, 0-1. And the first pitch cut on and missed. Chased a curveball down, it's 0-1. Callahan, the Reds' 18th round pick last year out of Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, as this one hits sharply off the glove of the first baseman, Montgomery, and rolls towards Daytona's right field bullpen. Callahan on his way to second, and he's there standing. Daytona's first base runner, their first hit of the game, is Austin Callahan's 14th two-base hit of the year. And Daytona with a tying run in scoring position, one batter into the fourth inning. A worm-burning ground ball. And Montgomery could not field cleanly on the forehand. Brings up Hector Rodriguez. Rodriguez has a hit in every game he has played in with Daytona. Lefty batter, slightly open stance, corners come in. And Rodriguez takes high for ball one. Rodriguez, 4-4, his first 13 in Daytona, entering tonight with a double. Grounded out to second, his first time in the opening inning. Reynoso's 1-0, and that one bouncing down and in. Nice block by Mack. Callahan stays put at second base. It's two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez acquired with Jose Acuna, who will start later in this series for Daytona. At the deadline from the Mets, deal had sent Tyler Naquin to New York as Rodriguez lines one left center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Callahan. Throw in to second base, not in time. Hector Rodriguez has his first RBI as a Tortuga. It's a double, and Daytona ties the game at one here in the top of the fourth inning. Got his hands up and drove it into left center. Second two-base hit for Rodriguez, and back-to-back doubles quickly tie the game. Brings up Yasiel Pino, struck out his first time up. The first pitch, and Pino hits one on the ground is short. Capay to his left. Runner stays put, high throw, and the ball is dropped on the tag attempt by Montgomery. And as the ball rolls on the dirt towards second, advancing to third on the play goes Rodriguez. Was a high throw. Montgomery was able to leap and make the tag, but as he slapped it down on Pino, the ball came squirting loose. And everybody is safe. See who they put the error on. Will it be on the throw or will it be on the drop ball? But either way, Daytona runners at the corners and nobody out for Trey Faltini. Already has five RBIs in Daytona, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Righty throwing in Jupiter's left field bullpen as we speak. And the pitch to Faltini, driven down the left field line, over to his right, won't get there. That one's going to roll all the way to the wall. Thompson picks it up off the base of the fence on his way to third, and standing there is Yasiel Pino. It's an RBI double for Trey Faltini, his third two-base hit, his sixth RBI in Daytona, and the Tortugas take a 2-1 fourth inning lead. Four straight to reach against Reynoso in the fourth after he retired the game's first nine batters. Well, Glenn Dishman, pitching coach for the Hammerheads, out of the third base dugout to have a talk with Reynoso. But Trey Faltini, second straight game with an extra base hit and an RBI, has reached in all but one game in his young pro career, and the only game he did not reach was the contest in game two of Saturday's doubleheader, in which he had one at-bat pinch hit and struck out in the sixth inning. That's the only game he hasn't reached in his young career. Second and third, nobody out. Infield in for the Hammerheads. Logan Tanner, the batter, grounded out his first time up. And that fastball misses away. It's ball one. Daytona, two runs in on three hits and an error here in the fourth. The 1-0. And Tanner takes the fastball down at 92. It's 2-0. Edwin Arroyo, the shortstop, waiting on deck. The 2-0 pitch. And Tanner can't get around on 92. Good location from Reynoso. It's 2-1. Pino reached on the error by the shortstop, Capé. He is at third. Faltini doubled in a run. He's at second. The 2-1 pitch. And Tanner takes down and in. It's 3-1. And now Reynoso in danger of walking the bases loaded. Reynoso up at 50 pitches now on the night. The 3-1. And Tanner fouls it off the catcher, Mac. It is full. Nearing the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, Daytona, a 2-1 advantage. Righty at the belt. The payoff pitch in the dirt, ball four. Logan Tanner works a walk, and the first five have now reached against Reynoso to start the fourth inning. So after nine straight retire to start the game, five straight have reached to start his fourth inning of work. And now it is Edwin Arroyo with the bases loaded. Arroyo flied out to deep right his first time. This is a very cavernous ballpark here in Jupiter. And the first pitch to Arroyo, too far inside with a fastball. It's 1-0. Reynoso, since joining Jupiter's season high in pitches, 67. A 1-0. Down and away for ball two. That came against Daytona the last time these two teams met, back on the 31st of July. Took the loss pitching in relief that day. Cole Sulzer made a rehab start. A 2-0. And Arroyo watches that breaking ball drop in. It's 2-1. That night, Reynoso gave up just one run in 4 1/3 innings. 4 1/3, his longest outing since joining the Hammerhead roster. The 2-1. And that's high for ball three. Jamal O'Quinn, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Bases loaded, two in for Daytona here in the top of the fourth. The 3-1 to Edwin. Inside, ball four. A bases loaded walk to Edwin Arroyo. Chases in the third run of the inning. His sixth RBI in Daytona, his 73rd overall in single-A baseball. And Daytona takes a 3-1 fourth inning lead. And that'll be all for Juan Reynoso on this Tuesday night. Retired the game's first nine batters, but allowed the first six to reach in the fourth. And it'll be O'Quinn with the bases loaded against the new righty. When we come back, three runs in for Daytona on three hits and error. They have a 3-1 lead. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Go to the bullpen for Jupiter as we head to the top of the fourth inning. It is, or as we continue on, I should say, in the top of the fourth inning. Daytona has them loaded. Three runs already in. Nobody out. Nathaniel Polanco has come on in relief of Juan Reynoso. Polanco, 6'1", 170 pounds, just 19 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And the first pitch to O'Gwynn is a fastball up for ball one. O'Gwynn flied out to center his first time up, 0-1 tonight. Polanco making his Florida State League and Hammerheads debut. And this is a ground ball up the middle, fielded by Capé on a second for one. Watson a first double play. So Polanco comes on and immediately induces a 6-4-3 twin killing. Faltini scores. To third goes Tanner. No RBI for O'Gwynn, but Daytona takes a 4-1 lead.
Now batting the right fielder, number 31, Wendell Marrero.
Brings up Wendell Marrero. Retired his first time up, and he takes a strike atop the zone. It's 0-1. Marrero lined out to center in the third. Runner at third with two down and four runs in. The 0-1 pitch. And Marrero takes low. It is one ball and one strike. Polanco started his season in the FCL. Had an ERA of four, a 1-1 record. Did have one save out of the bullpen. Made 11 appearances there. A 1-1 pitch. And Marrero takes the breaking pitch high. It's 2-1. Gave up 18 hits in 18 innings in the FCL. Walked just three and struck out 17. His first domestic season spent last year in the DSL. But 2-1. Down and in by the shoelaces, it's three balls and one strike. Braylon Menier would be the ninth man to bat in the inning for Daytona. He is on deck. Riding from the third base side of the slab, the 3-1, and Marrero grabs a piece, fouls it away. It's a full count. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona four runs in here in the fourth. They have a 4-1 lead. The payoff pitch to Wendell, and this one slapped down the left field line. That one's going to get down for extra bases, a fair ball into the corner. Marrero on his way to second. He'll make the turn and stop there. It's an RBI double for Wendell Marrero. His third two-base hit in Daytona this season, his fourth RBI, and Daytona takes a 5-1 fourth inning lead. Placed it in a perfect spot down the line. And the Tortugas have now sent all nine men to the plate in the inning. Brings up Braylon Menier, struck out against Reynoso to end the third. 0-1 tonight. And the first pitch from Polanco. Curveball strike. And the count 0-1. Line now official for the starting pitcher, Reynoso. The pitch, and whoa, that one way outside. And what a stab by Mack to his left to keep that one from going all the way to the backstop. Ball just slipped out of Polanco's hand and went way into the righty box. 1-1 the count on Braylon. And he takes outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynoso, 3+ innings, gives up 5 runs all earned on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. 57 pitches, 32 strikes. One of those 5 may end up unearned with the reach on the error earlier this inning as Menier swings and misses. It's 2-2. But as of right now, online says all 5 are earned. The 2-2 pitch. And Menier pokes one into left center field. Back into his right, Sanoha. But this one will hang up for him. And he'll make the running grab to close out the inning. But Daytona scores 5 times on 4 hits, 1 error, and 1 left. At the end of 3.5, Daytona a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Mack, Allen, and Thompson, 5, 6, and 7, due up for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the fourth inning. Daytona a 5-1 lead. Sun has seemingly set as Mack swings at the first pitch of the inning. Hits a few hopper to short. Fielded by Arroyo to his left. And the slick fielding infielder makes the play for the first out. One pitch, one out in the inning brings up Brady Allen, who has singled and stole a base tonight. He is 1-for-1. Well, here in the bottom of the fourth inning, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Tuesday night. Let you know what's going on across the Florida State League. And the first pitch of the at-bat to Allen. Swing and a miss at 89 up. It's 0-1. The other inhabitant of this ballpark playing at the other Eastern Division League team, that is St. Lucie and Palm Beach down at Clover Park. As Allen takes in the dirt, it's 1-1. Cardinals a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mets already into their bullpen, just 1 inning at the start for Blade Tidwell out of Tennessee. As Allen takes outside, it's 2-1. Yonael Dominguez getting the start for the Cardinals. He's still on the bump. A 2-1 pitch. This one bounced wide of third, right in front of the base coach, Angel Espada. It's 2-2. Bottom of the fifth inning in Clearwater. Threshers hosting the Tampa Tarpons. That game tied at one. Ryan Leach's second career home run. It is first in Daytona over the weekend. The 2-2 from Cardona. And this one fouled off the catcher, Tanner, but he's okay. Tampa getting a home run from Connor Cannon. Solo shot is second. Victor Vargas making his second rehab start for Clearwater, going up against Zach Messenger. The 2-2. Shaw's missing outside. Trying to throw a curveball. It's full. Bottom of the fourth inning in Bradenton. Marauders a 1-0 lead on the Blue Jays. The payoff pitch. And this one fouled out of play and out of the stadium to the right-hand side. Stays full. Henry Davis, last year's first overall pick by the Pirates, making a rehab start, batting third and DHing, as a hit and a run scored tonight. As a 3-2, taken outside and low, ball four. Just a bit outside on the ABS system. More outside than it was low. And so Allen works a one-out walk in the fourth. Second walk allowed by Cardona tonight. Brings up Jake Thompson. Walked after a 10-pitch at-bat against Cardona in the second. And he swings through the first offering. Fastball down and in. It is 0-1. Bradenton, that 1-0 lead. Bubba Chandler getting the start against Irv Carter. The 0-1. And going fishing for that one is Thompson. Ball bounced off the plate, but comes up with nothing but the lure. It's 0-2. One on, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Daytona a 5-1 lead. Only other game in the circuit tonight is down in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles and Flying Tigers. As Cardona spikes that pitch, it's 1-2. Game was delayed at the start due to wet grounds. Now underway, and in the bottom of the first inning, Randy Dobnak making a Major League rehab start for the Twins in Fort Myers tonight. The 1-2 pitch, and he struck him out with a curveball. 12-6 movement, and Thompson couldn't come up with it. Cardona picks up his fourth strikeout. Two out in the fourth for Torin Montgomery. Flied out to center in the second. He's 0-1. Angel Reyes getting the start for Lakeland in that one. One on and two out. Righty-righty matchup in that one in the dirt. Nice backhand by Tanner to his right. Keeps Allen put at first base. It's 1-0. Taking a look at the league standings coming into play here today in the second half. Daytona very much on the outside looking in. As that one high and tight, it's 2-0. Daytona 10 games back in the East with just 3 weeks left to play. But they will definitely have an opportunity to ruin some postseason chances over the final 3 weeks of the season. The 2-0. And this is a ground ball back up the middle, played by Arroyo. Flips with his glove to Manier at second base for the out. Arroyo can't play stationed up the middle with that pie slice up the middle, but he is an absurdly good athlete, able to make that play to his left, and in one fluid motion, flipping into Manier, covering second for the 4-6-4 to end the inning. No runs, no hits. One left on the walk at the end of four. Daytona a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay.
It's
Okay!
Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Austin Callahan to lead off for Daytona here in the top of the fifth inning against Nathaniel Polanco. And he takes ball one here to start the inning. Callahan started the rally last frame with a leadoff double. Came around to score on the Rodriguez base hit, and that one fouled to the padded wall. Behind home plate, it's 1-1. Callahan, Rodriguez, and Pino, the 3-2 up in the fifth inning. As that's one of fastball cut on and missed. 91 down, it is 1-2. They're talking about the updated Florida State League standings tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Over by the shoe tops, it's 2-2. Righty winds the break even. And Polanco can't snap a breaking ball correctly. Outside, it's a full count. Righty's payoff pitch, and Callahan hits one high in the air to right. Towards the line goes Allen to his left, still in fair territory on the grass. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Callahan just got under that one. Instead of driving out of the ballpark, stays inside for the catch. And there is one down. Brings up Hector Rodriguez. Tied the game with his RBI double last inning. He is 1-for-2. First pitch of the at-bat outside and low. It is 1-0, but the Cardinals and Mets came into play today, matching 26-22 records. Tied atop the second half standings as Rodriguez takes a strike. It's 1-1. Jupiter in third place, 4.5 games back. A chance to make up some ground with the Mets and Cardinals playing one another. Rodriguez fouls it away. It's 1-2. But should the Mets win the second half like they did the first, then reverts to the best or second best overall record in the league, or at least in the division. Is that one bouncing before the plate? 55-foot changeup. It's 2-2. When it comes down to that, the Cardinals then would have a half-game lead over Jupiter for the final playoff spot. As Rodriguez hits one on a couple of hops to second. Easy play for Watson, overhand to first. And there are two out in the fifth. Two up, two down for Polanco. Brings up Yasiel Pino. Reached on an error. Struck out 0-for-2 tonight. And for those wondering, only two of the five runs last inning against Reynoso were earned. Brings up Pino, trying to start a two-out rally. And Polanco snaps one in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And you look at the Western Division. As Polanco pops one in the air to shallow right. Coming on is Allen. He has that one in his grasp. Makes the catch right by the bill of that black lid. And Polanco closes out a 13-pitch. 1-2-3, top of the fifth. Halfway through this one to start the series. Daytona, a 5-1 lead. Ryan Cardona working into the fifth for just the second time in his career. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and, of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Javier Sanoha, Khalil Watson, Garrett Cooper, the three due up against Cardona in the bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona a 5-1 lead. And the first pitch of the inning, a strike. It is 0-1. Sanoha grounded out to the right side his first time. Action in Daytona's right field bullpen as we speak, the 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, it is 1-1. I want to say that is John Correa. Up and throwing in Daytona's right field pen, the 1-1. And Cardona paints the outside corner. It's 1-2. We're talking about the Western Division standings in the second half. Now Daytona might have a hand in impacting that playoff race as Sanoha lines this one into right field. Coming on, Marrero dives headlong and makes the catch. Oh, what a play by Wendell Marrero coming in headlong. To take away a base hit from Sanoha. We mentioned it over the weekend. Marrero's defense in the outfield, arguably his biggest improvement from last year to this year. And he shows it off again with a great sliding play. Top of the order in Khalil Watson has two of Jupiter's three hits. Has singled and doubled to left, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Watson scored on the sack fly by Capé in the third. And this one, a tomahawk line drive right at the second baseman, Manier. Two out. Creamed at 102 miles an hour. But the old Adam ball, like the Capé ball in the first, results in the second out of the fifth inning. Brings up the Major League rehabber, Garrett Cooper, who is 0 for 2 tonight, has struck out and grounded out sharply to second. By the way, the now 4 2/3 innings of work tonight for Cardona, a new career high. First pitch of the righty batter, jams him and fouled away to the right. It is 0-1. Cardona kicks the pitch, and that one just off the plate. Outside, it's 1-1. Looking at the West, Bradenton a half-game lead over Dunedin entering play tonight. Tampa, who Daytona will close out the regular season against in third, two games back. As Cooper takes high and tight, it's 2-1. Lakeland six games back. Fort Myers nine back. They were the winners of the first half. Righties 2-1. And Cooper takes low. It's 3-1. Cardona up at 78 pitches tonight, a new career high for him. Trying to get one more out to close out five strong. A 3-1 pitch, and Cooper, another jam shot fouled into the vacant first base seats. It stays, or rather is now, a full count on the NL All-Star. Edie Capé, the shortstop, is on deck. Daytona a 5-1 lead in the fifth. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball is high for ball four. So Cooper on base for the first time tonight. Works a two-out walk. Third free pass given up by Cardona tonight. And unfortunately for Ryan, he will fall one out shy of qualifying for the win here tonight. With Cardona up at a career-high 80 pitches, Cookie Dawkins has emerged from the top step of the first base dugout. And with Correa up and throwing in Daytona's right field bullpen, I have to imagine he will take the ball, and indeed he will. A career-high 4 2/3 innings from Ryan Cardona tonight of one-run baseball. Be up to Correa to make sure it stays. One-run baseball through 4 2/3. One on, two out. Daytona a 5-1 lead. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
John Correa on to make his Tortugas debut, although this is his second stint with the club. One on and two out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. E.D. Capay, the first man he'll face, has a sac fly and has lined out to short tonight. And Correa's first pitch misses low for ball one. Correa standing at 6'1", 170 pounds, 24 years old from Bolivar in Venezuela. 1-0. And this one, a line drive caught by the shortstop Arroyo again. Thought about making a jump, but realized at the last second didn't need to. Few steps to his right, and Correa throws two pitches, strands a man aboard in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, one man left on the walk at the end of five, a 5-1 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with 6 games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your lost shaker assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Trey Faltini had an RBI double his last time up to lead off against Polanco to start the sixth inning. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Faltini, Tanner, and Arroyo 4, 5, and 6. Scheduled to bat for Daytona in the inning as Faltini gets one off the hands in the air. Foul ground. First base side, it is Montgomery in front of Daytona's home plate bullpen area, making the catch for the first out of the inning. So, one away. Brings up Logan Tanner. Grounded out to short and has walked and scored in the opening game of this series. Lights on here at the stadium as we near the 8 o'clock hour. And the first pitch to Logan, a fastball cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Righty deals. Not too far inside. It is 1-1. World Baseball Classic news coming out earlier today. That'll return next year. Is that low and away? It's 2-1. USA Baseball announcing their coaching staff. They announced last week that Mark DeRosa will be the manager of the World Baseball Classic team. It's first coaching gig for DeRosa. Outside, it's 3-1. But he'll be joined by some very, very familiar names on that coaching staff. Polanco's 3-1, and Tanner takes down and away for ball four. So Logan walks for the second straight time. Ends the streak of five in a row retired by Polanco. Brings up Edwin Arroyo. Has fly to deep right. A bases loaded walk his last time up. But joining DeRosa on the bench will be Jerry Manuel, who will be the team's base or bench coach. That one high, it's 1-0. Manuel, major league manager with the White Sox and the Mets. He's also been a coach at the big league level for many, many years. The pitching coach for Team USA has a strong connection to someone who's still currently on the Hammerheads, not the active roster, but on their roster. That one pulled foul up the first baseline. It's 1-1. Andy Pettit will be the pitching coach for Team USA. His son Jared was a part of a combined no-hitter in the Complex League the other day. It's a part of his rehab stint. Currently on the Hammerheads roster as Arroyo takes high. It's 2-1 on the seven-day IL. But Andy, who pitched in the World Baseball Classic for Team USA, will now be a coach. The 2-1, and Arroyo golfs one in the air to right. Back and to his right goes Allen, curls underneath it to make the catch as Tanner will retreat and head back to first. Two out in the sixth inning brings up Jamal O'Gwin, grounded into a double play in the fourth that brought in Daytona's fourth run. The hitting coach for Team USA is another guy who had played in the World Baseball Classic in the past and a Reds and, of course, a Mariners legend, Ken Griffey Jr. The kid will be a part of it as O'Gwin fouls it away at 0-1. Still weird to call Ken Griffey Jr. the kid, considering he's now up over the age of 50. But sometimes nicknames stick. And that's one I think that absolutely has over the years. One on, two out. Four-run game in the sixth inning as O'Gwin takes the breaking ball inside. It's 1-1. The first base coach for Team USA is the father of someone who could very well be on Daytona's opening day roster next year. As O'Gwin out in front of the breaking pitch, it's 1-2. Luke Collier will be the first base coach for Team USA. His son, Cam, the Reds' first-round pick this past July. Off to a roaring start with the playoff-bound Arizona Complex League Reds. The 1-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Got him on the curveball away. And Polanco's first strikeout as a Hammerhead. Strands a runner at first in the sixth. No runs, no hits, one left on the walk at the end of five and a half. Still a 5-1 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none.
We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
John Correa out for his first full inning of work. He'll face the heart of the Hammerhead lineup in the inning as Jacob Berry takes high for ball one. Berry has struck out twice tonight, 0-2. Berry, Mack, and Allen do up in this four-run game as Berry swings and misses and the bat goes flying towards where Daytona's on-deck hitter would stand. But thankfully nobody's there, and the count is just 1-1. Correa making his Tortugas debut here tonight, was signed by the Reds back in June, had been pitching for a former Reds affiliate, the Billings Mustangs, and now the MLB Partner Pioneer League. A 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1. Made three appearances, one start with the Dayton Dragons, did not allow an earned run, just one hit in seven innings. Did walk five and strike out seven. This is a ground ball off the hands to first, picked up by Pino, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the first out of the sixth inning. One away for Joe Mack, who has 0-2, a couple of ground balls to short. Final line up for Ryan Cardona tonight, 4 2/3 innings, one run on three hits, three walks and four strikeouts, 80 pitches, 49 strikes, as Correa misses down and in, it's 1-0. Action in Jupiter's left field bullpen, as Mack swings and hammers one out to center. Back into his right, Rodriguez to the warning track. Over his shoulder makes the backhanded catch. Hector Rodriguez got on his horse, and he takes away extra bases on a well-stung 103-mile-an-hour drive from Joe Mack. So two away in the sixth inning brings up Brady Allen, has singled and walked, has reached both times for the Hammerheads tonight. Correa leans in from the third base side. The righty fires, and that one bouncing outside and low. It's 1-0. Correa was originally signed out of Venezuela by the Kansas City Royals. Pitched 2 years for their Dominican Summer League team, but never made it to the U.S. as this one pulled foul. It's 1-1. Did not pitch in an official U.S. game until last year when he appeared for the Rocky Mountain Vibes of the now Pioneer League. Independent ball is that one high. It's 2-1. Righty's 2-1 pitch. And there is a fastball strike at 91. It's 2-2. Base is empty. Two out. Bottom of the sixth. Daytona in front, 5-1. Correa hides his eyes behind that black leather mitt. The 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Got him on the breaking ball. Curved one by the bat of Allen, and Correa has his first strikeout as a Daytona Tortuga. He's retired all four he's faced tonight. to the seventh. Daytona, a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Another new pitcher for Jupiter as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Another pitcher making his Hammerheads debut. It is the southpaw Manuel Medina who has come on to take over. 6'1", rather 5'10", 140 pounds from Ciudad Ojeda in Venezuela. 20 years old, signed by the Fish back in 2019. Marrero, Meniere, and Callahan. He'll face three lefties in the top of the seventh inning. Wendell, 1-for-2 with an RBI double. And he fouls the first pitch up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Medina added it to the Hammerhead roster the other day. Works from the third base side, and now he steps off. And he and Mac will have a conversation on the hill. Medina started his season in the FCL, went 3-1 with an ERA of 3, made 11 appearances and one start. Did have one save, 22 hits in 30 innings. Walked just two hitters and struck out 41. Last pitched in an official game on August the 18th. That was back on Thursday. The 0-1. And Marrero takes inside. It is 1-1. Final line for Nathaniel Polanco in his Florida State League debut. 3 shutout innings, 1 hit, a walk, and a strikeout as this one fouled into the third base seats. It's 1-2. Polanco, 41 pitches, 23 strikes. Did a good job holding the fort for the Hammerheads and his maiden voyage with the club. 1-2 from Medina, and Marrero pops it in the air left side. Out is the shortstop, Capé, calling him off his left fielder, Thompson, in and to his right, and over his head makes the catch for the first down of the inning. Brings up Braylon Meniere, 0-2. Struck out and flied out to center tonight, 0-2. Daytona, 5 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They have left 2 tonight. Hammerheads, 1 run on 3 hits, 1 error, and 5 left as Meniere swings and misses. It's 0-1. We're talking about the World Baseball Classic Team USA coaching staff a little while ago, the 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. Only two coaches we failed to mention. Dino Ebel will be the third base coach for Team USA, and Dave Righetti will be the bullpen coach as Meniere swings and misses. It is 1-2. It'd be cool to see The classic back this year, 1-2 inside and low. It's 2-2. Mentioned it the other day, former NFL quarterback Gibran Hamdan will play in the qualifiers for Team Pakistan. Was a two-way player in college football and baseball. As Manier takes a breaking ball on the inside corner for strike three looking. First Florida State League strikeout for Manuel Medina. And there are two out in the seventh inning for Austin Callahan. Flied out to right his last time, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Sure, there'll be more than a fair share of Daytona alumni who will participate for their respective countries this coming winter. Is that outside? It's 1-0. The championship round will take place just down the road. As Callahan swings and misses, it's 1-1. Lone Depot Park, the home of the Miami Marlins, will host the semifinals and finals March 19th through the 21st. Now one inside and low, it's 2-1. There'll also be games in Phoenix, Arizona. Several other places across the globe. A 2-1. Callahan with a little tapper towards the first base dugout. It's 2-2. Bases empty, two out. Top of the seventh inning. Daytona a 5-1 lead. Hammerheads a run in the third on a sack fly. Daytona all five. When they sent nine to the plate in the fourth. A 2-2 pitch and Callahan a line drive. Diving catch by Watson to his right to take away a base hit from Callahan. Seen a couple of great plays from Daytona defensively tonight. Watson, who already has a couple of hits and a run scored, with a great defensive play to add it to his resume tonight. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the seventh. Time to get up and stretch. Daytona a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Daytona a 5-1 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Jake Thompson to lead off against Correa in the seventh, and he takes a strike atop the zone. It's 0-1. Thompson has walked and struck out tonight. The 0-1 swing and a miss. Off speed up at 82. It is 0-2. Thompson, Montgomery, and Sanoja, 7, 8, and 9, due up for the Marlins affiliate in the inning. Correa from the third base side, the 0-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Just barely clipped the outside black. And Thompson down on 3 pitches to start the inning. Second strikeout tonight for Correa brings up Torin Montgomery as fly to center. Grounded into a fielder's choice on a nice play by Arroyo earlier tonight. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in this seventh inning. As Correa's first pitch up and away for ball one. Reds in Philadelphia tonight. Game 2 of their series against the Phillies. That game scoreless in the top of the fifth. The 1-0. And that one spins a bit low. It is 2-0. Nick Lodolo has thrown four hitless innings so far tonight. One base runner, or rather two base runners, one on the hit batter, one on a walk as Montgomery fouls it back. It's 2-1. Jonathan India, Aristides Aquino, Stuart Fairchild, and Jose Barrero all in the Reds lineup today. Daytona alums, the 2-1. And that fastball hits the strike zone. Chest high, it's 2-2. Ranger Suarez getting the start for the Phillies. Former Daytona Cub, Kyle Schwarber in the lineup for them tonight as Montgomery sends one out of play down the right field line. It stays 2-2. Triple-A Louisville on the road against the Toledo Mudhens. Tigers Farm Club, they lead 3-2. Bottom of the sixth inning. The 2-2 from John. Fastball outside, and it has run full. Lorenzo Cedrola, the lone Daytona alum in the lineup, Spencer Steer, does have a double and an RBI tonight. The payoff pitch, outside and high ball four. So after retiring the first five batters he faced, Correa issues a one-out walk. One on, one out for the center fielder, Javier Sanoja. Sanoja has lined out to right, grounded out to second, 0 for 2. Brandon Williamson making the start for Louisville tonight. Came over in the Winker trade from Seattle prior to the season. Righty's first pitch, and that one leaks inside. It's 1-0. Michael Pineda making a rehab start for the Tigers. Gave up one run, struck out six in four innings. Correa's 1-0, and this one laced down the right field line, but this one curling foul out by the Cassidy Cool Zone. It's 1-1. Double-A Chattanooga, they were rained out today down in Biloxi against the Brewers affiliate. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Actually, they will not play a doubleheader tomorrow. They'll play a doubleheader on Thursday starting at 5:35. 1-1. Breaking pitch inside. Sanoja backs out of the way of the curveball. It's 2-1. I.A. Dayton. Bottom of the fourth inning on the road against the Quad Cities River Bandits, Royals Farm Club. They trail 1-0 in the fourth. The 2-1. And another foul ball. Out of the stadium right-hand side, it's 2-2. Austin Hendricks started that game, was lifted for a pinch hitter in Justice Thompson in the fourth. Don't know what might have happened there. Hope everything all right with the former Tortuga. The 2-2. And this one tapped towards the left side. Coming in on it, Callahan throws to second, and they get the force there. Nice play by Callahan to realize he had a shot at second base to get the lead runner. 5-4 on the fielder's choice. Man at first, two out. Back to the top of the order in Khalil Watson. Watson lined out to second his last time, is 2-for-3. Has singled, doubled, stole a base, and scored a run. Jay Allen, Tyler Callahan, as Watson swings and misses, it's 0-1. The aforementioned Hendrick and Justice Thompson, Jose Torres, Michelle Triana, Ashton Creel, all in the lineup tonight. Reese Hines back in action as well, reinstated off the IL today. Throw over to first, and Sanoja dives back. Also, Sam Benscooter, making his high A debut tonight, was officially transferred earlier today. Found out on Sunday he was moving up. Has struck out five. 3 1/3 to start his high A career. And Watson takes a strike. Change up inside. It's 0-2. Undrafted free agent out of Michigan State last year. And boy, was he fun to watch over his, well, I guess ultimately about a full season in Daytona. It's time called at home. Elsewhere in the system today, Dominican Summer League Reds fell at home to the Orioles Orange team in 7 innings, 2-0. Correa's 0-2. That one bouncing in front of the plate. Blocked well by Tanner. Sanoha stays put. It remains 1-2. Arizona Complex League Reds played this afternoon. Fell to the Guardians 6-1. Talked about Cam Collier. Reds' first-round pick went 1-for-4. Yerlin Confidan, Tortuga alum, was 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. Ildin Fernandez also had a hit. The 1-2 pitch, and this one powered in the air to right. Back goes Marrero to the warning track by the wall. Reaches, and it's off the wall. Kicks towards straightaway center field. Sanoha will score with ease. The throw in from Rodriguez will come in towards second. It'll be an RBI triple for Khalil Watson. He's a home run shy of the cycle tonight. And the Hammerheads get a run back. It's 5-2. 104 miles an hour, 404 feet. Almost any other ballpark in this league, that's a two-run home run. And Marrero almost came away with a miraculous catch. But the Hammerheads get a run back. And now it is Garrett Cooper who is 0-for-2. Walked as the last batter Ryan Cardona faced in the fifth inning. Correa's pitch, and that frisbee is atop the zone. It's 0-1. Hammerheads a run in on one hit here in this seventh inning. The 0-1. Missing inside, maybe a little bit low. It's one ball and one strike. Daytona in front, 5-2. Correa's 1-1. Fastball outside. And it's two balls and one strike. E.D. Capay represents the game's tying run. He is on deck. By the way, that the first triple in Florida State League play for Watson this year as Cooper lines one in a left field for a hit. Watson scores. It's an RBI single for the NL All-Star Garrett Cooper. Two runs in for the Hammerheads in the seventh. It is 5-3. So Jupiter will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of E.D. Capay has lined out to short twice and lifted a sacrifice fly to right. The righty comes home, and Capay looks at a called strike one. Daytona will have 2, 3, and 4 due up against the Hammerhead bullpen in the eighth. The 0-1. And this one, a ground ball to second. Backhanded by Manier. He'll take it to the bag himself. He'll get the force at second to retire the side. But the Hammerheads chisel away at Daytona's lead. Two runs, two hits, one left. To the eighth, Daytona 5 and Jupiter 3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Second inning of relief for Manuel Medina will face 2, 3, and 4 in the Daytona order. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Opening game of this seven-game series. We'll have a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. Rodriguez, 1-for-3 with an RBI double tonight, and he swings and fouls the first pitch off. It is 0-1. Rodriguez, Pino, Faltini, lefty, and then a pair of righties due up in the 8th. Lefty's 0-1, and Rodriguez can't hit the breaking ball down and in. And Medina quickly ahead 0-2. Nightfall here in Jupiter. Lights illuminating the diamond on this quiet Tuesday night, the 0-2 pitch. And that one drops in for strike three called. Three pitches, three strikes, throws him on a 73-mile-an-hour slider. And Medina has his second, or rather third, not second strikeout of the night. He's retired all four he's faced. Brings up Yasiel Pino. Pino reached on an error, has also struck out and flied to right. And the lefty's first pitch popped in the air and out of play. It is 0-1. Pino joined Daytona back on June the 14th. Here's the 0-1. And Pino takes a called strike two. Hammerheads will have the heart of their lineup against Correa in the bottom of the inning. No action in Daytona's right field bullpen. The 0-2 bouncing off the plate. One ball and two strikes. Pino drafted out of Miami South Senior High School after coming over from Cuba. That outside, it's 2-2, same high school as pro and college football Hall of Famer, Kansas City Chiefs legend, the late Derek Thomas. The 2-2 pitch, high and tight. And Pino backs out of the way. It has run full. The lefty kicks his payoff offering, and Pino skies one behind the plate. Mac ditches the mask, but this one on the roof. And it stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Action now in Jupiter's left field bullpen, the payoff pitch, and Pino strikes out. Lunged at the slider away at 75. Back-to-back strikeouts for Medina. He has punched out 3 tonight. 2 out in the 8th inning brings up Trey Faltini. Faltini, RBI double tonight, 1-for-3, has also struck out and fouled out to first. Medina's retired the first 5 he's faced, and now the lefty comes home and misses up with the heater. It's 1-0. Faltini, same hometown as one of the new members of the Daytona Tortugas. As that one low, it is 2-0. Faltini from Richmond, Texas, the same listed hometown as left-hander Joseph Menifee, joined the Tortugas today from the Complex League. Faltini takes outside for ball 3. Menifee drafted by the Reds out of Texas A&M. The lefty is 3-0, and Trey looks at a called strike 1. Southpaw's 3-1 pitch, and Faltini a line drive into left field for a base hit. A multi-hit game for Trey Faltini, and Daytona a 2-out base runner here in the 8th inning. Although both listed from Richmond, Texas, Faltini and Menifee went to different high schools. Menifee graduating from George Ranch High School, while Faltini graduated from William B. Travis High School in Texas. 0-1. Logan Tanner with one on and two out has walked twice 0-for-1, and this one off the end of the bat into right. Waiting on it is Brady. Allen doesn't have to move at all, and he'll make the catch over his right shoulder to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one left to the bottom of the eighth. Daytona 5 and Jupiter 3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
John Correa has thrown 38 pitches, has given up a couple since entering with two out in the fifth inning. We'll face the heart of Jupiter's lineup. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in Jupiter. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. First game of 13 straight. Daytona will play in this ballpark. Seven games against the Hammerheads because of tomorrow's doubleheader to make up for the game lost due to health and safety protocols back in July. And then a six-game series against the Cardinals to close out Daytona's road schedule. Jacob Berry 0-for-3 tonight, grounded out his last time. And Correa finds the outer half. It's 0-1. Berry, Mack, and Allen, the three due up in the inning. As Correa misses low, it is 1-1. Daytona, 5 runs, 5 hits, an error. They have left 3. Hammerheads, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They have stranded 6. As Berry takes down and in, it's 2-1. Berry came to LSU with his college coach at Arizona, Jay Johnstone, when he was hired in the SEC. The 2-1 in the dirt for ball 3. Berry ranked as the Marlins' number 4 prospect by Baseball America, number 3 by MLB.com. 3-1, and Berry drives one in the air to left center field. Rodriguez drifting to his right. He's underneath and will make the catch for the first out of the eighth inning. One away. Here is Joe Mack. Flied out to deep center his last time, 0-for-1. Rather, 0-for-3. Mack was the Marlins' second first-round pick last year, number 31 overall out of high school in upstate New York. And the first pitch is outside for ball 1. Mack's older brother Charles played for Fort Myers last season in the Twins organization. Now up at High A Cedar Rapids. The 1-0. And Correa paints the inside corner. It's 1-1. Action in Jupiter's left field bullpen. A southpaw up and throwing. The 1-1. And Mack, another fly ball in his center. Rodriguez bends his knees, now comes in. And he'll make the running grab for the second out. Couple of fly balls to center to start the eighth inning. Brings up Brady Allen. Allen has singled, walked, and struck out against Correa back in the sixth. The righty fires home, and Allen can't get around on the fastball. Tied him up at 91. It is 0-1. Working quickly the 0-1 pitch, and another breaking ball. Curves in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Tortugas will have 6, 7, and 8, 2 up in the ninth. Correa shakes off a couple of times. Now his 0-2 pitch. Just low. Missed by an inch or two below the knees. It is 1-2. Jake Thompson, the left fielder, would represent the game's tying run on deck. As that sweeps into the lefty batter's box, it's 2-2. Tortugas in the dark green alternates tonight. Jupiter in the home whites. Correa leans in. It's 2-2. Allen, did he go? Yes, he did, says the base umpire. Strike three. Allen punched out on the check swing. And Correa retires the Hammerheads 1-2-3 on 13 pitches in the eighth to the ninth. Daytona 5 and Jupiter 3 pitching change coming up for the Hammerheads on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Top of the ninth inning, Daytona a 5-3 lead. Hammerheads making a pitching change. On is the side-arming southpaw, Evan Taylor. 6'4", 250 pounds, 22 years old, from Florence, Alabama. Was the Marlins' ninth-round pick this year out of the University of Arkansas in the SEC. Will face 6, 7, and 8 in Daytona's order. Taylor making his sixth appearance with the Hammerheads, 0-1, a 3.68 ERA. Six hits and seven in the third innings, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Arroyo will switch over and bat from the right-hand side against the lefty. Edwin 0-for-2 with a bases-loaded walk, and the first pitch he sees from the lefty outside for ball one. Daytona in front by a pair, the 1-0. And Arroyo takes inside. It is 2-0. Lefty stands tall atop the rubber of the 2-0. And that inside squirts away from Mack. It's 3-0. Final line for the left-hander, Manuel Medina. We can get it to load. Taylor's 3-0, and Arroyo taking all the way, looks at a called strike one. Arroyo, O'Gwin, and Marrero. Righty, righty, lefty against the southpaw to start the ninth inning, the 3-1. And Arroyo out in front. Took something off at 87. It's a full count. At the belt, now brings his hands high. The payoff pitch to Edwin, outside ball four. So the 18-year-old works a walk for the second time tonight, and Daytona has a leadoff man on for the first time since their five-run fourth.
Now batting the left fielder, number 13, Jamal O'Gwin.
Brings up Jamal O'Gwin. 0-for-3 tonight, struck out his last time. No action in Daytona's right field bullpen, by the way. So certainly looks like it will be Correa back out for the ninth. As O'Gwynn takes outside for ball one, Blake Dunn has grabbed a bat. He is in the on-deck circle to hit for Marrero. Reinstated off the IL earlier today. Arroyo leads off first. And Taylor throws back to the bag a little offline, and Arroyo in safely. Taylor pitching for the first time since Friday in Dunedin. Did not allow a run in an inning and a third. Threw just 11 pitches, the 1-0. And that inside. Two balls and no strikes. Final line for Manuel Medina tonight. Two innings, no runs, a hit. No walks. He struck out three. 30 pitches, 19 strikes. One on, nobody out here in the ninth. The 2-0 and a throw over to first, and Arroyo again dives back. Mention the doubleheader tomorrow. Both teams yet to announce their probables for game two. Still working out the pitching rotations for the week, the 2-0. And O'Gwynn taps it to the left. It's 2-1. Hunter Parks expected to start game one for Daytona tomorrow. Coming off one of his best starts of his career, 5 shutout innings last Wednesday. 3-5, a 4.95 ERA. The lefty, Sandro Bargallo, will get the start for the Hammerheads. 2-3 with a 3.06 ERA. The 2-1. And O'Gwynn takes a strike. Up in the zone, it's 2-2. Time called at home plate. Hammerheads looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth. We'll have the bottom of their order, Thompson, Montgomery, and Sanoha. Lefties 2-2, runner goes, pitch is called, strike three, the throw down, dropped by the second baseman, Watson. So O'Gwynn strikes out, first strikeout of the night for Taylor, but Arroyo steals second base, and he's in scoring position with one out. Blake Dunn will come up and pinch hit for Wendell Marrero. Dunn reinstated off the IL earlier today. Suffered an injury back in early June when he and Ruben Ibarra collided trying to catch a foul ball by Daytona's bullpen. Dunn played 18 games in Daytona before the injury at 245. 6 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 6 RBIs. And Dunn swings at the first pitch, and it's a ground ball to short. Arroyo will advance to third. Throw over to first by Capé in time for the second out. So a man at third, 2 down. And it'll be the lefty swinging second baseman, Braylon Menier. Menier has struck out twice, once swinging, once looking. Has also flied out to center tonight. Lefty ready. Now the pitch from Taylor. And Menier looks at a called strike one. Inner half, it's 0-1. Arroyo takes his lead off third. The 0-1 pitch, and Menier out in front of the sweeping slider. It's 0-2. Back leg bent, front leg straight. Taylor's 0-2 to Braylon. And this one line back up the middle, base hit center field. Braylon stays in on the 2-strike pitch, smacks it right back up the middle. An RBI knock for Braylon Menier. His 9th RBI in Daytona Green. And the Tortugas get some insurance. They have a 6-3 ninth inning advantage. Braylon extending his hitting streak to 4 straight. Have to love that two-strike approach on that line drive back through the box. Now Austin Callahan, 1-for-4. And that ball goes 5-hole on the catcher, Mac, in the dirt. And on to second goes Meniere on the wild pitch. So Daytona with another runner in scoring position. And a 1-0 count on the third baseman, Callahan. Braylon takes his leadoff second. The 1-0. And Callahan looks at a changeup strike. It's 1-1. Taylor had a lot of success in his career in the SEC at Arkansas. The sidearm missing down. It's 2-1. At a 3.65 ERA out of the bullpen for the Razorbacks. Struck out 54. Gave up just 28 hits and 44 in a third innings. The southpaw is 2-1. And Callahan takes a strike. Nice front door slider. It's 2-2. Taylor, out of the same high school as former Hammerhead lefty Braxton Garrett, by the way. The 2-2. And Callahan, able to grab a piece on its way by, fouls it off, stays alive. Hector Rodriguez already has an RBI double tonight. He is on deck. Third baseman Berry backing off the line. First baseman Montgomery playing towards the line. Taylor's 2-2. And he struck him out swinging. Got him on the pitch, down and in at 85. And Taylor's second strikeout. Strands a runner in scoring position. But Daytona picks up a run on a hit. And one man left to the bottom of the ninth. Daytona 6 and Jupiter 3. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
John Correa back out to work here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Daytona a 6-3 lead. Jake Thompson, Torin Montgomery, Javier Zanoja, if anyone reaches. Then the top of the Hammerhead lineup here in the bottom of the ninth. Daytona a 3-run lead. Thompson has walked and struck out twice tonight, 0-for-2. And Correa's first pitch of the ninth is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. The 0-1 outside, it's 1-1, win or lose. We'll take a look back at this game, scores from out of town, and look ahead to the doubleheader for games 2 and 3 of this series tomorrow. As Thompson taps one on the ground to second, Meniere back on the infield dirt, throws on to first, and there is one out in the ninth inning. Brings up Torin Montgomery. Montgomery has walked. Flied out to center, grounded into a fielder's choice tonight. 0 for 2. Righty against righty. Correa's first pitch. And the breaking ball falls low. It is 1 and 0. Montgomery drafted out of the University of Missouri. That one outside, it's 2-0. Started his college career at Boise State. At 365 in the SEC this year, the 2-0. And Montgomery fouls it straight up in the air and back out of play. It is 2-1. Marlins' 14th round pick. Second time in Montgomery's life he was drafted by the Marlins. Correa's 2-1. Inside and low, it's 3-1. Was actually drafted by the Fish in the 35th round in 2019 out of high school in Washington State. The 3-1, and Montgomery drives one out to center. Back into his left is Rodriguez onto the warning track in front of the fence. He can't make the catch. Lands on the warning track, and Montgomery is in at second base standing. Couldn't tell if that one went off the wall or Rodriguez just missed it out there at center field as he was trying to get into the right center field alleyway. 104 miles an hour off the bat for Montgomery, and at 413 feet and stayed in the ballpark. But he will be credited with a double, and the Hammerheads have a rally brewing here in the ninth. Brings up Javier Sanoja, grounded into a fielder's choice his last time. 0 for 3 this evening. Correa looks towards second base, his first pitch, and Sanoja fouls it in our direction and on the roof. It's 0-1. Sanoja started the season in Jupiter, got sent to the Complex League on the 24th of May, returned back in mid-July on the 16th, and since then has been hitting as well as any Hammerhead player. As this one down the right field line, long run to his left for Blake Dunn, and he makes the running catch. Welcome back to Daytona Beach, Blake Dunn, still showing off that great athleticism that made him a multi-sport star in high school. Tagging and going to third, Montgomery, but Daytona one out away from winner's circle. And it'll be up to Khalil Watson to keep the game brewing for the Hammerheads. Watson is a home run shy of the cycle tonight, as single, doubled, and tripled, and scored two of Jupiter's three runs. It's also lined out sharply, as that one bouncing, it's 1-0. Reinstated off the IL earlier today, and if the results tonight any proof, he is certainly healthy. 1-0 pitch, a ground ball to short between the legs of the base umpire. Arroyo Fields throws to first, and you can celebrate a Tortugas victory. John Correa in his Tortugas debut. Absolutely fantastic. 4 1/3 innings of one-run relief. Ryan Cardona was marvelous to start as well. Actually, Correa, two-run relief. Cardona, one run at the start. A five-run fourth inning propelling Daytona. And they will hand the Hammerheads their seventh straight loss as they've taken two in a row against the Marlins affiliate. Your final score again tonight, the Tortugas 6 and the Hammerheads 3. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Happy recap to start the road trip. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views.
We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville Night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final First Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park Night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
That's the way you want to start a road trip, an all-encompassing and outstanding performance offensively, on the mound, defensively, took bases when the opportunity arose. And Daytona ends up driving in a winner's circle to start the road trip as they win tonight by a final of 6-3. With the win, Daytona in the second half improving it to 16-31. They are now 45-67 for the year. With the loss, Jupiter dropping to 21-27 in the half, 55-57 for the year. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Ryan Cardona starting against Juan Reynoso, and both pitchers traded zeros until the bottom of the third inning. That's when Jupiter finally broke up the scoreless tussle. Khalil Watson led off the inning with an opposite field double to left. He'd advanced to third on a ground out by Garrett Cooper. And then Yidi Capé with a sac fly to right gave Jupiter a 1-0 lead. Daytona, though, did not waste any time in coming up with their own retaliation. In the top of the fourth inning, Austin Callahan pounded the second pitch of the inning into the right field corner for a double, and then quickly came around to score on a double by Hector Rodriguez. That tied it at one. Yasiel Pino then reached on a throwing error by the shortstop, put runners at first and third with nobody out, and then Trey Faltini doubled down the left field line. A run scored, put runners at second and third. Daytona had a 2-1 advantage after Logan Tanner walked to load the bases. Edwin Arroyo worked a bases loaded walk, chased in a run, made it a 3-1 game. That was all for the starter, Reynoso. He was lifted for Nathaniel Polanco. On the second pitch, he threw Jamal O'Gwynn, grounded into a double play. A run scored, but there were two outs, made it a 4-1 game. And then Wendell Marrero hit a double down the left field line, chased in the runner at third, made it a 5-1 Daytona advantage. Jupiter would chip away in the bottom of the seventh inning against Correa. A one-out walk to Torin Montgomery after a fielder's choice erased the runner at second. Khalil Watson hit a deep drive to right center field. that could not be hauled in by Wendell Marrero, bounced off the wall. Watson ended up at third with a triple. Run scored, made it 5-2. Garrett Cooper then ripped an RBI single to left, made it a 5-3 game, but a fielder's choice to second ended the rally. And then in the top of the ninth, Daytona, some big insurance. Edwin Arroyo walks to start the inning, steals second, moves to third on a ground out by Blake Dunn, and then scores on the Braylon Menier two-strike single in his center. And then John Correa gave up a one-out double to Torin Montgomery in the ninth, but able to batten down the hatches as Daytona opens up this road trip with a 6-3 winner. Correa picks up the win in his Tortugas debut, despite this being his second stint with the club. Correa's victory, the first as a member of the Reds organization and his first in affiliated baseball since 2019. Boy, was he great tonight. 4 1/3 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, a walk, and 3 Ks. Ryan Cardona gave up just 1 run in 4 2/3 innings tonight in a no decision. Juan Reynoso takes the loss. He drops to 0-4, gave up 5 runs. Only 2 were earned, though, on 3 hits in 3-plus innings. Walked 2 and struck out 4. Final line score tonight, Daytona, 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 4. Jupiter, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 7. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 21 minutes. No official attendance here in Jupiter on Tuesdays and Sundays, as the only fans allowed in were those that were on the pass list. As for the Florida State League here on this Tuesday night, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye. Bottom of the ninth in St. Lucie, the other inhabitant of this ballpark, the Palm Beach Cardinals, a 7-5 lead on the Mets. Winner of that game will take over sole possession of first place in the East in the second half. Top of the sixth in Clearwater, Breschers and Tarpons are tied at 1. Bradenton and Dunedin were suspended in the top of the seventh inning due to weather. Bradenton a 3-0 lead thanks to a Sergio Campana solo home run, and they are through 5 in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles and Flying Tigers are tied at 2. Reds affiliate scoreboard here tonight, starting at the major league level. Phillies and Reds tied at 3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Aristides Aquino and Jose Barrero each with RBIs tonight. Triple-A Louisville, a 7-3 win or 7-3 lead, bottom of the eighth inning against the Toledo Mudhens. Tigers affiliate Lorenzo Zedrola has a 3-run home run tonight, his fourth of the year. Double-A Chattanooga rained out today in Biloxi. They'll play a doubleheader to make it up on Thursday. High-A Dayton, top of the seventh inning, they trail the Quad Cities River Bandits. Royals affiliate 2-1. Reese Hines has an RBI in his first game back with the Dragons. Sam Benscooter, 5 innings of 2-run ball in his high A debut tonight. Congratulations to Sam. Great to see him doing well on the bump. Dominican Summer League Reds fell in 7 innings this morning, 2-0 to the Orioles Orange team, and the Arizona Complex League Reds fell this afternoon to the Guardians by a final of 7-1. Sal Stewart had a double and an RBI. As for Major League Baseball, on this Tuesday, Cubs and Cardinals playing a doubleheader. Cubs taking game 1, 2-0. Cardinals a 1-0 lead, top 4 in game 2. Jake Woodford against Adrian Sampson. Bottom of the 8th in Pittsburgh. Braves leading the Pirates 6-1. Max Fried still chucking for Atlanta. Bottom 6 in Baltimore. It's the Orioles leading the White Sox 3-2. Dylan Cease still on the mound for the Pale Hose. Top of the sixth in the Bronx. Yankees and Mets tied at 2. Taijuan Walker against Clark Schmidt. Bottom of the seventh in Detroit, it is the Giants 3 and the Tigers nothing. Carlos Rodon still going for the Giants. Top of the seventh in Tampa, it is the Rays 3 and the Angels 1. Top 3 in Boston. Red Sox and Blue Jays tied up 1 apiece. Josh Winkowski against Ross Stripling. Royals and Diamondbacks scoreless through 3. John Heasley against Zach Davies. Bottom 3 in Houston. Astros a 1-0 advantage on the Twins. Justin Verlander against Aaron Sanchez. Bottom 2 in Colorado. The Rangers a 3-0 lead on the Rockies. Dane Dunning against Germán Márquez. Everything else later on tonight at 9:40. Padres host the Guardians. Mike Clevinger against his former team, going up against Aaron Civale. Marlins are in Oakland tonight to take on the A's. Pablo Lopez against Zach Logue at 10:10. The Mariners host the Nationals. Robbie Ray against Eric Fetty. And the Brewers are in L.A. to take on the Dodgers. Corbin Burns going up against fellow All-Star Tony Gonsolin. Our series continues. Tomorrow will be a doubleheader to make up that game postponed from late July. Hunter Parks will go for Daytona in game 1, 3, and 5, a 4.95 ERA. It'll be the lefty Sandro Bargallo for the Hammerheads, 2 and 3, a 3.06 ERA. Coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 4:45, leading up to the 5 p.m. first pitch in game 1. Game 2 will be about 35 to 45 minutes after game 1 concludes. Larbert Arias will be the starter for the Hammerheads in game 2. Daytona has not yet announced their probable starter for the nightcap, but as soon as we have that for you, we will let you know. As we said before, coverage starting at 4:45 tomorrow evening, leading up to the 5 p.m. first pitch for game 1 of our doubleheader, weather permitting, here on the southeast corridor of the Sunshine State here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. That'll do it for us here tonight. A marvelous way for this road trip to begin as the Tortugas use a 5-run fourth inning to overthrow the Hammerheads by a final of 6-3. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Frigo, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, I'm Justin Rock saying so long here from Jupiter as Daytona wins it by a final of 6-3. For everyone back in Daytona, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.